Anchorage skier Keegan Randall picked two more Silver World Cup medals in Milan, Italy. On Sunday, she placed second in the individual sprint, and on Sunday, she repeated that performance in the team sprint. She's still the number one female sprinter in the world and in fourth place on the World Cup overall. Meanwhile, her APU teammate Holly Brooks is taking a three-week break from the World Cup tour. Brooks is spending the time in Italy and Austria recuperating from a broken wrist. With some good rest, she is hopeful she can heal enough to race again next month with a goal of making the U.S. ski team next season. APRN's Annie Feit has the story.
Early on, Holly Brooks was having a breakthrough season on the World Cup Tour. She had only intended to race in Europe through mid-December, but her results were so strong she was invited to stay and race through the remainder of the season. But on Christmas Day in Italy, she encountered some bad luck.
I went on a run on an icy road right before Christmas dinner and slipped on the ice and caught myself with my hand. I knew right away that something was wrong for sure.
Brooks had fractured the bone at the end of her forearm. Most people would put it in a cast for 6 weeks. But Brooks raced through the grueling 9-event Tour de Ski. She says it was painful but tolerable.
In the day-to-day movement, it's not that bad. But I'm really looking forward to a period where I don't have to put a lot of stress on the bones. And, you know, you don't really want to have any physical decrement when you're trying to race the World Cup. And so I'm really trying to heal it up and get back to the races.
Brooks has a custom-made cast that even allows her to swim. She'll still train during this break from racing, but will protect her wrist. She hopes to get back to World Cup competition in early February in Rybinsk, Russia. If she skis strong the rest of the season, Brooks is hopeful she'll be named to the U.S. ski team next year. She says it's been an exciting winter.
You know, I've raced in 6 countries since departing Anchorage in November, and a chance to test my fitness against the best in the world and see some of the most beautiful places in the world at the same time. And so all in all, it's been really rewarding, and I've been really happy with it, despite the injury.
It hasn't been cheap, though. Brooks is paying her own way on the World Cup with help from friends, family, and her old ski clubs in Washington State. She says it's costing around $20,000. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.